He's on page 9
and yes. General member here.
At the end
of the page.
As Kashiva is also busy writing, I'd like to convey the apologies for these following members. Honorable Machesi is also on the past responsibilities. Honorable the Chairperson, as we all know that the Chairperson has lost one of his of her grandchildren. And also Honorable Pander Mebe and Honorable Dix and not well. Are there any apologies from other members who... Okay, all right, thank you. Yes, continue. Gotcha.
Okay, so in terms of the upper scheme now, 7.1.1, this is specifically on the basic services. The committee observed that the department identified access to basic services as an issue, but it was unclear as to where this fits into the strategic plan. In addition, the committee questioned how this should impact the scope and mandate of the department, specifically its role in terms of monitoring and evaluation. So we acknowledge the basic services, but we're saying we don't see it in the strategic plan, and what does that mean in terms of your role for monitoring and evaluation? Okay. This didn't change. The committee inquired as how the department will ensure the achievement of economic opportunities which are accessible to promote gender equality. As we move down to 7.1.2, A wasn't changed, B remained the same, C still remained the same. With B, there was a request to put C in full, which was science, technology, engineering, mathematics. E, that remained the same. F, that remained the same. 7.1.3 focused on HR's capacity and funding. Again, here, A, B, and C remained the same. There was nothing changed there. B remained the same. E remained the same, as well as F. D, again, if the team was asked to question 4 to such a certain trouble, and H remained the same. We move to page 11, 7.1.4, monitoring and evaluation. A and D remained the same. In terms of reports, for A, the committee was concerned that the department took a year to develop reports. Intervention plans focus on strengthening institutional mechanisms for gender-based violence. That remained the same. For B, the committee was very concerned regarding the recent United Nations Commission on the Status of Women's report that was submitted at the conference in New York, which was not presented to the committee prior to submission. So again, the request was that NAP needed to be stronger before we indicated something like the committee just acknowledged or took note. So we replaced it with the committee was very concerned. In addition, the committee questioned when the department intended to finalize the CD report and when this report would be submitted to the committee. Furthermore, the committee also raised concerns on the issue of accountability of reports, especially the country reports. And then as requested, we looked at the committee, the department's response to some of the issues. And bearing in mind, the committee had requested that the department provide more information in writing. So what was captured here was based on what the acting DG had said, the DDD, and the finance, finance at the time. In terms of focus on scheme, the department acknowledged the committee inputs and also focused on the Department of Basic Education and Higher Education in this regard. B, the department indicated that due to the reconfiguration and establishment of the department, it was in the process of finalizing the organogram. the department reiterated that structure follows strategy and was in the process of re-strategizing. C, in terms of transitional arrangements, the department indicated that it would report back to the committee with regard to its fourth quarter briefing. D, the department acknowledged that the focus area socioeconomic empowerment is broad, and that it intends consulting other departments to demarcate what the department intends pursuing. In terms of bursary allocation, the department indicated that all staff are able to apply for bursary. The department also indicated, that training and development budget is centralized under human resources management, which forms part of the administration program. F, with respect to country reports, the department indicated that cabinet must approve these. The department indicated that it had consulted with civil society prior to the 59th session of the Commission on the Status of Women. C, UNCSW report for 59th session was approved by cabinet. In terms of funding opportunities, the department indicated that it should focus on institutions and departments that grant for women and monitor the change in terms of the provision of these. Furthermore, the department indicated that it would determine why institutions or departments were declining applications for women to access funding opportunities. As we move to page 12, H, in terms of intervention plan, the department indicated that it focused on how to help women, example, business plans, and identifying systematic challenges. I, with respect to internal policies, human resource policies in particular, the department indicated that this was an ongoing process and that policies were reviewed annually. In terms of donor funds, the department indicated that countries listed in the APP showed an increase in South Africa, and the UK donor funding in particular had funded South Africa on a gender-based violence initiative before. In addition, the committee was reassured that terms of reference are developed according to the international policies of Durban as well as protocol and framework of national treasury. So that captures what the committee was informed about and responded to in terms of issues raised. Bearing in mind that the committee at the end of that meeting did say, please submit additional information to require in writing. I think I'll pause there just to make sure if there's any additions or changes or amendments.
Over to you, members. Yes. Anything to change, anything to add on this? Anything on clarity? Seeking? Okay, no issues of this way. Okay, Honorable Machoba.
Thank you, sir. I just want teachers to know about the vacancies that is required. What kind of a vacancy? Because if I'm checking here, there are 19 funded vacancies posted, but there's no clear indication of what kind of a vacancy. Attention.
Sorry, Honorable Machoba, which point are you referring to? In the page? Page 10. Okay, on human resource capacity. Okay, page 10. Okay, on page 10, point number? B. Oh, point number B. 7.1. 3B. Okay.
I think that's what members had asked the department at the time, what kind of vacancies are these. And I think Ms. Kiki then said, if we had our organogram at the time, then we could see where you're talking about which vacancies. So the request to the department was, please forward your organogram so that we're able to see which vacancy, which level, which post, because all they put in their chat plan and the AP in their chat plan was that they got 19 vacancies, but they don't really indicate where, because we don't have an organogram. So in our recommendations lower down, we request for an organogram with all the listings of this is the level, this is the post, that's vacancy.
Anything to add?
No.
Nothing.
You can move forward.
Okay, we now move on to the observations for CGE. And the battery allocation, we didn't change anything under 7.2.1. 7.2.2 also remains the same under around collaboration. 7.2.3 remains the same as well under this aggregated data.
Okay, sorry, because you were on 7.3B. Can we remove where? Because there's was and where. After that, and also indicated that the committee was or were informed. To remove where.
Okay. 7.2.4, request by commission, and this is a new one that we added, but actually the previous draft was a recommendation, and the recommendation indicated that the CG had requested our committee to engage with the portfolio committee on water and sanitation, so we thought it's best reflected as an observation as opposed to a recommendation to ourselves by somebody else. So we noted it as an observation. And then we move on to recommendations. Program number A remained the same. There we had no inputs there. B, we had received no input. C remained the same. D remains the same, no input.
Sorry, is Kashiva? On the issue of program 9.1, with A, which said the committee recommended that program 2 should be merged with program 3 and 4 as they are interlinked. I don't know whether we can remove this because we are saying that we are still waiting for the organogram. This would clarify what posts are there or what units are there. So I think it has been, it has been put forward for us from the members. We said that they raised this issue, but after that we have seen that the response are saying that they are busy on the organogram. So the image of these programs, maybe they will create some problems. But if we remove this sentence, then I wait for the department to clarify on their organogram whether these programs have the units or not. Thank you. Any feelings from the members? Is that with you?
Chair, I think I want to agree with you. Let's wait for the organogram, then we can see if it does not link up to it. So just remove the whole paragraph, or just say maybe we'll wait for and don't make sense, remove it.
And I'm just thinking, Chiu, that was one of the I remember that was one of the recommendations you had raised, and I think it was in relation to when we looked at all the programs, your comment to the department was, are you sure that you're not repeating what you're doing in other programs, because these things should be linked. And I think that's an important point that we mustn't lose. And I don't know whether you perhaps want to put in the observation about making sure that, because we did say the objective must be smart, but the key issue is we don't want the same thing to happen in the previous department, where they had all these programs, but the one program didn't know what the other one was doing. And when we did our court reports, we kept saying, but it doesn't feel like anyone's doing things that are interlinked. I don't know whether, under the observation, we could say something, the committee would like to encourage the department to ensure that all the programs are synergized, just so that we make sure we cover ourselves, because when it comes to our review of the annual report, we can't even say in hindsight, but if we didn't raise it as an observation. And just reflecting back on our discussions at the time.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I'm sure to be ahead.
I think we put this under observation to make sure that it is related to cover ourselves. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Kaula. Ngibonga isihlalo. Ya, angihambisani nokukhipha nokufaka. Kodwa mina nje owami ngikuphephecelele. Kumaqondana nokuthi ngempela ngempela into esikhuluma ngazo. Khuluma la ku 7.12 laka department intense to ashes. Ngempela ngempela into esikhuluma ngazo lana. Sikhuluma nje ngoba mhlawumbe social ukuthi sihlalile leli komiti kwenzeka. Ikuphi lasho engake kubalwe khona kuyenza ngoba kuyimanje angibaboni nabantu besifazane kuba khona into abaqhubekela kuyona noma bengabe baney'ngadi noma bayathunga noma ngabe bayabhaka. Bagcina kule nto beyivulile kodwa uqhasho abalitholi. Instead of that uzothola ukuthi abanye bayathola abanye batholi. Kuzokwenza kanjani lo mnyango uyeke ukhetha ibala noma iphela emashini abantu besazana sibabona beqhubeka ngoba iy'nkinga zingaka nje yilezi mali esihlala ngazo lana noma nale mnyango ehlala ikhuluma ngabantu besifazane abaya e-South Africa kodwa ekugcineni ukuthi ukuthi abageni lutho kuzona abe bayalima ngabo kanjani noma imboni imali nazo ngiyakubalekelela ukuthi bakwazi ukuthatha imikhiqizo yabo koyidayisa. Ikuphi la kuzobonakala kwenzeka khona isiqiniseko ukuthi bayagadwa lebantu kulo mnyango ukuthi ziyenzeka le zinto kuyabonga.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. The Honourable Member's point is on 7.1.2p. What she'd like to find out is when are actions going to start being visible? Because she believes there's no use coming to sit here in the committee and deliberating with this regarding these issues whilst there's no action on the ground. Women should be assisted or funded so they can start gardening, sewing, baking. And when it comes to funding, find that some groups are getting funding and some are don't. Why is there a deviation? Why isn't there equal treatment amongst all the groups? Because if another is funded, others should be funded as well. And what about the markets that these women are supposed to be exposed to? For example, if they are selling certain products, then they can know which market to direct them to. And lastly, how can we ensure that these women are gaining these benefits that we are talking about? How can we ensure that the resources that they require came down there to them at the ground level? Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Kaula. As you have seen on 7.12c, yes, which said the committee question with which government department will the department monitor to ensure that these departments set aside and invest to contribute to social economic development of women, as this was not specified. We agree with you on this point. But as a portfolio committee, we have observed these issues to the department, so we are waiting for the response from them. Yes, you can.
Mina, owambono. Ngoba ikakhulukazi sikhuluma amalanguage angafaniyo sikule portfolio. Uthi ungcono kungani ke thina senze sure ukuthi siyayibona le dosenzeka siyimonitele thina ngoba if senziya lapha phansi aziyi direct bafika laphaya mhlawumbe ikhansele le khansele ethize lathi ngenza isibona ihle ngemishini khona kodwa badlala ngeshishokha laphayana ukuzivocavoca yonke into kanjani sekuhambanakiwe because abekho kwi-organization ethize thina-ke ezilanga thina simele ugovernment. Yini singakwazi ukuthi siyibambe lethu namathupha sazi okuke imali ethize ihambile ayalaphaya sihambe somoya ukuthi sifikile kulabo bantu not ngoba be-organization ethize siphuma ngabantu base-South Africa abavotayo abakhokha ama-taxpayer. Ngiyabonga.
My suggestion is why don't we go down there as a committee personally on the ground level and ensure that these actions are taken or ensure that these rights are given to these women An example I can make is there are some women in the rural area who play soccer to keep fit or exercise, but they are not given the attention they deserve or the funding they deserve. Why don't we grab the bull by its horns? We call them personally on the ground and we ensure personally the committee that these games are indeed delivered to the recipients. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Kaula. Let me hear Honorable Chewu.
Thank you, Chairperson. Ngicabanguthi Honorable Kaula, okwamanje sisenza i-report angithi lezinto esizishilo bekhona nanto abafanele ba-implemente lezinto and eziningi yilezinto esizishoyo ukuthi kunezinto esizifuna ukuthi sizibambe eziphile yabo mhlambe yabo lokufana nalapho usho khona nakugogo ufuna ukuthi babasize ngokunalokunaloku ungaba-identifya mebezana ile ama-APPs esithe akahambelani ne-strike plan ukuthi ziyalahla sifuna bazilungise so bayolungisa leyo nto ukuthi ama-APP makahambelane ne-strike plan nezinto abazishilo ukuthi bazozenza yabo so that kube nezinto ezibambekayo la zizothi nababomama nibasizile then thina siye siwenze i-oversight kulabomama nefika laphana sibheke nanezinto athe bazozenza kulabo mama bazenzile na then mhlambe kune-project ofuna ukuthi bayenze kumama mhlambe KZN naleyo ngayifaka kwi-department mezelana ukuthi nayi-project nami ngifuna ukubona ukuthi nala nasebenza yabo so ngaleso sikhathi bebeza bese belungise nama-EPP azwane namalela nama-strat play is then that we can say here is evidence yabo okwamanje sisabhala lokhu kade siyisho kubo ukuthi abenzanga lokhu abenzanga lokhu leza siyifuni yabo then bebebuya yila sizobaqhaqha kahle ukuthi anithumele ukuthi hambani niyolungisa nibuyile manje anilungisanga loku naloku 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 into esiyifuna nathi siyayifuna lento eyisholo ukuthi sifuna nathi sikhombe ukuthi i-department ye-women iyenze lokhu i-department ye-women iyenze lokhu noma bangasebenzisa ama-department aphile kambe basebenzisa i-sports ku-asista labogogo nayo siyibone ukuthi nalana benze i-memorandum of understanding yi-FCC bayenze ukuthi mabaye kuleyo department bathi department sifuna wele lokhu nalokhu komama asibhale phansi by this time uzoboyenzile thina siyamonitara ukuthi lenzile nathi sizoyenze i-oversight ukuthi kule nto sisamthuma yona niyenzile ngempela okwamanje sisayise le-report e-house ukuthi thina sithole ukuthi i-department i-APP yabo ebathi bazoyenza kulo nyaka ayihambelani nalezinto bathe bazozenza kwi-strike plan kule 4 years ngithemba ukuthi mhlambe yabo siyazwa siyabonga ma
Briefly, in summary, basically the Honourable Member explained to the Honourable Kaula that right now it's a report. Basically, the committee is going to report, see if they agree or not was agreed upon yesterday, or to see if there's going to be any amendment or if there's any complaints or any discrepancies. Then suggested that you can identify a certain group. And then and check where the APPs are clashing. They're going to amend them so that the things are tangible, so that the things are working hand in hand. Thereafter, they can then perform oversight when they go down on the ground and actually see if these goals or these needs of these women are being actually met. Once the APPs are done, then they'll be able to scrutinize them properly. Yes, the Honorable Member agrees with you. They also want to achieve the same goals that you are. They also want the women to be empowered. But for now, this report is being amended or is being compromised to go to the House. Recommendations will be made. And then thereafter, once this has been done, then questions can be asked or question marks can be posed. Thank you.
Thank you for this, yes. Okay. So we've just added into the observation under 7.1.2, the committee urged the department to ensure that its programs are in synergy in order to avoid duplication. Okay. So we'll move straight down then now to the recommendations. In terms of, like we said, report, D,
the department should ensure that all kinds of reports be tabled in Parliament and sent to the committee in order for it to be discussed before these reports are tabled with the relevant Human Rights Committee. Page 30. So we're under reports, number E for report. This department should submit all outstanding reports to the committee as requested, including but not limited to the following: the report submitted at the 59th session of the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women, the Convention on Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, the CEDAW Country Report, and the Beijing Plus 20 Country Report. Now, so number E, it was reasserted. That's why I put the including but not limited to, but I can include study to in the protocol.
Sorry, can you on report? Point number D, I'd like to also remove it to be them. On D, the second sentence said to the committee in order for it to be discussed. To remove it to be them, in order for them to be discussed.
Okay, let's continue. So I'm just checking we've covered in everything that members wanted. One, we have to specify which are the reports that haven't been submitted, and the issue about the country reports on the whole was that it needs to go to Parliament. So as you move on, if the department should forward the assessment of the 16 days activism report out in 2014 to the committee. Increase allocation. The traveling assistance and bursary allocation should be increased for programs focusing on research, monitoring and evaluation, as well as bursaries for school development. This remains the same, we didn't change it. Memorandum of Understanding. The Minister of Women should have a Memorandum of Understanding with other government departments in order to achieve its targets. This remains the same.
That's really good. Honourable Robinson?
Yes, I just suddenly had a blonde moment, because I'm used to be blonde, and it's an insult to say that blondes are empty-headed. Anyway, I just suddenly wondered, we have recommended that bursaries and so on get increased. Where would that funding come from? That's not from the budget of... existing budget, because we're already saying we're underfunded. Would this be another fund, another source of income? I'm just suddenly confused right now.
Thank you, Chair. I think part of the confusion was initially in the APP and in the budget, they'd allocated funding for bursaries in each program. And we then questioned why in the administration program there's such a huge amount. And in the other smaller programs, there's very little, even the big staff complement, the number also varies between the different programs. They have indicated that the skills development and training budget and bursaries is in the administration budget under human resource management. I think that point in particular is related to, if you do then have specific allocations for the different programs, that needs to be increased. And I think that's also a discrepancy, because you're saying the one thing, that it's centralized under human resource management in administration, but yet in your budget within the E&E, it's reflected that there's money allocated within the different programs for bursaries and skills development. So I don't think it's that there should be extra money, it's rather that the money that is there be reallocated to ensure that in the programs where there are people performing the implementation part of the work rather than in the administration program, that some of the money from the admin program then be folded into the other programs and not have a bulk sitting there.
screaming is okay.
Did she mean that he was one more and the program, and the recommendation we didn't include was around gender parity, STEM educators and lecturers or trainers? That was the recommendation yesterday, that the department needs to assure that educators providing STEM have something about incapacity around the, that was you, just to clarify again, what was the recommendation around STEM, that there should be more female teachers and lectures for STEM?
We wanted them to increase the number of teachers also that teaches mathematics. But, you know, when, I don't know what is the correct English, but at the back of my mind, I was saying that should start even at an early age, grade R, you know, the mathematics and science. It should start there. So even if they do that balance of 50-50 at tertiary institutions to train these teachers, they must ensure that they are also grade R teachers. They are primary teachers. They are, you know, up to high school, even at tertiary level. I mean, that's the responsibility of higher education. So we should not only just increase the number of girls, but we must also say, give them the proper resources at an early age, so that the number increases automatically. If there are more teachers teaching mathematics and science at a lower level and growing up with them, then it means that we will have many, automatically it will become many women getting into the field. So we are pushing them further to say when they do the MOU with higher education, they must ensure that they concentrate on that. Yeah.
Just to see if we catch it correctly, the department should ensure that it monitors and advocates for increases in gender parity in STEM educators. To this end, the department must ensure that this is promoted from basic education up to tertiary level and beyond. Okay. So that covers all our recommendations for the department. For the CGE, I'll just change this numbering here. I'll fix the numbering over here. And in the last sentence we inserted, unless otherwise stated, the committee hereby requests a response to the aforementioned recommendations within 3 months after the adoption of the National Assembly. So that covers all our recommendations and observations, including a time frame. Thank you.
Okay, we have finished. Anything the members want to add on the report or?
Members?
Okay. Anyone move for a version of the report?
Report.
One thing from Gela isn't there, so I've got to put in, because we can't adopt on basis that, so I've got to put in the spending on acting.
Okay. Yes, another one? Yeah. Second? Are you raising that?
Corrections that we need and inputs. I move for the adoption of this report.
Any second now? The report? Yes, and I don't
choose. I want to second the report.
Okay. Move for adoption of the minutes. We now move the adoption of the minutes of the 21st of April. Yes, Honorable Mashiach.
Thank you, Acting Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Connor, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, thank you, members. We have adopted the minutes and the reports. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Members, we are debating next week. Let's make our debates on Tuesday be an interesting debate. Thank you. Please.